Enter.
Afternoon, Captain. Some lady just came aboard, so she's asking to see you. Looks noble-born, I'd say.
Oh, joy. You'd better send her in, Jones. Close the door behind you.
Aye, aye, Captain. Right this way, my lady. The captain will see you now.
Welcome aboard the Cavalluccio, my lady. Can I offer you a drink? Tea, perhaps? Or would you prefer something stronger? I do have a bottle of that, actually. One moment. There. Salut. And now, my lady, I'm assuming you're not here for a simple social call. I take it you have a job offer for me. Yes, my lady, the Cavalluccio is very fast. I dare say she's one of the fastest ships in the sky, though I will admit to being a tad biased. My lady, you're dancing around the issue. What do you want? Cargo transport is certainly within my wheelhouse. And what would I be transporting and to where? You plan on coming with us to ensure your cargo arrives safely? I'm a little insulted, but very well. And what is this cargo? A box. My lady, if you wish to charter my vessel, I must insist on knowing the contents of this box. Far too many captains have been burned by not knowing what they were transporting. Lift crystals. Brand new ones. Oh, I can handle it, my lady. But I'm sure you're aware that selling lift crystals to other cities requires a license. One, I take it, you don't have. I thought not. Now, where exactly are these... I'm sorry, lady. I must have misheard you. Because there is no possible way you just said Lucien. My lady, with all due respect, are you completely mad? That city is full of degenerate, murderous lunatics. The closest thing they have to a leader is whichever of them has the biggest sword. Or open fire on anyone for anything. I once saw a bar fight escalate until patrons were shooting each other with pistols and stabbing each other with steak knives. Unless your profit margin is obscene, I cannot recommend... How much? Who in the... No, frankly, my lady, I don't want to know. Anyone willing to pay that much for a crate of lift crystals is either a fool or desperate. Neither make for a calm journey. I'm sorry, my lady, but you will have to find someone else to transport your goods. There is nothing you can say that will make me take that risk. My lady, while I don't doubt you can offer substantial reward, that does not change the fact that this will be extremely dangerous. And what other incentives could you offer? Money. Favours. There are few things worth risking life and limb for, and I doubt you have anything on you that can convince me otherwise. Why are you taking off your coat? Oh yes, my lady, you are most attractive, and that dress is impressive, but I fail to see... Oh, my word. Are you offering yourself in payment? Well, I never. Last time I got an offer like that was down on the docks. Some wanton trollop offered to show me heaven for a few coins. She more than lived up to her promise, and you plan to do the same. Oh, my lady, you are very welcome to try. Let me see. That corset is doing wonders to those tits of yours. And that bustle, you must have quite the arse. Come here, let me taste those lips. Not bad at all. Let me feel those tits. Very nice. Did you like that? Oh, you really are a wanton little trollop. Oh, don't take offense, my lady. Trollops are vastly underrated people. Your hand feels good. But wouldn't you like to reach inside? That's it. Undo the buttons. Pull it out. There's a good girl. The silk of those gloves feels good. Now then, I should ask, what are you offering? Where do you want it? Oh, jumping right to that, are we? Well, it seems you need a few lessons in negotiation. But I'm happy to oblige. Get that arse up on my desk. Lift up your skirts. Give me a proper look at you. Very nice. But I'm not sure you're wet enough for me yet. Oh, don't worry. I can fix that. It's been a while since I've made a noble woman moan like a whore. You taste good. Let me see how you feel. Nice and tight, clamped around my finger. Oh, would you like another? Good girl. There, two fingers in your tight, wet cunt. I think you're well enough. But do you want it? Do you want me to fuck you like a whore? Say it. Say it. Good girl. You are tight. Fuck. Fuck, that's it. Those tits look good bouncing in that corset. Let me hear you. Louder. God, I love making noble woman moan. Do you want to come? Oh, you do. I should oblige a lady. Come on, come on, come on, my lady. Come for me. Let me fucking feel you squeeze me. Yes, come for me, come for me, come for me, come for me now. Yes. You sounded like you enjoyed that. What about me? Where do you want it? Be ashamed to ruin that dress or that hair. It'd be rather obvious on your face. Down your throat it is. Roll over on your front, open wide. Fuck, your mouth feels good. Fuck. Use your tongue. God, that's it. Fuck. Oh, you've done this before, haven't you? Oh, good girl. Oh, you're better at this than I expected. You want it? Oh, fuck. You want to taste my cum? Fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, God, yes, that's it. Fuck. Oh, that's it. Take my cum. That's it. Yes. That's it. Swallow it all. Swallow it all. Take my cum. Take my cum. Take my cum. Take my cum. Oh, oh, good girl. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Well, that was spectacular. Oh, all right, my lady. You have yourself an airship. The Cavaluccio will be ready to fly tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. sharp. Will that suffice? Excellent. In that case, I will see you tomorrow. Jones? Get in here. Captain? Recall the men from shore leave. I want the ship ready by 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Aye, aye, sir. Where are we going?
Lucien. And warn the crew. We'll be having company. Get the guest quarters made up.
Aye, Captain. I take it you and the lady come to some sort of arrangement?
Some sort, yes. See to it, Jonesy. I have a course to plot.